Hey everyone, welcome to City of Division. This is an audio FPS game, so this is a first-person shooter. Basically, you walk around a map and have a bunch of weapons, and the goal is to try to kill players. But this one is actually pretty cool because there's some additional things that you can do. So the first thing is the map is quite large. You play in a city environment with a whole bunch of buildings. The map itself is reasonably detailed, and you've got different rooms inside of those buildings. There's a there's some woods that you can travel to. I think the woods are like to the west of the town. And there's some other things, like you can break windows, you can break tables, and different things like that. So I'm going to go ahead and run this. This game is free, at least right now. And you can get it from firegaming.eu. That is firegaming.eu. So I'm going to go ahead and run this.
Start window.
From the start menu. Let me...
Rate 60.
There we go.
City of Division. Loading game. Loading City of Division. The Fading of Trust. Checking for updates. Main menu. Select an option with the arrow keys and press enter to select. You could also press escape to exit the game. City of Division. The Fading of Trust. Version 1.12.
So, as of the time of this recording, I'm using version 1.12, which is the current one. And, yeah, so the game will check for new versions when you start it. Though the last one that came out, which was this one, there was a problem with the updater, so I had to manually download the installer. But hopefully that should be fixed. Ooh, excuse me. So hopefully when the next version comes out, you can just choose yes. When it asks you if you want to download it, it will download it and then run the install file and you can install it. So I'm in the main menu, and right now it's not playing music. This does have music. If I hit page up, you can turn the music up. This is what the music sounds like in the menu. There's also music in the lobby when you log in. I'm going to turn this back down, though, because it's a little distracting. If I go down arrow here.
Log in.
You can log in.
Create an account.
Creating an account is pretty easy. I think it just asks you for a name and a password. It might ask you to type your email, because that was a feature that was recently added, but I don't know. But you can also do that when you're actually playing the game.
Settings.
These are the preferences. I'll take a look at these in a little bit.
Learn sounds.
This is important. You can learn the game sounds here.
View rules.
These are the rules. If I go in here.
View the rules here.
And just down arrow.
The City of Division rules. We from Firegaming want to create a great gaming experience for everyone. To make this happen, we have some rules that every player has to follow. If you don't follow these rules, an admin can. Bullet send a warning. Bullet temporarily disable your chat. Bullet kick you from the server. Bullet temporarily or permanently ban you from the game. Blank. Spamming.
Right, and you can read down through those. Up and down will work, as well as right arrow and left arrow.
Spamming. Spamming. Blank. Bullet kick you from the server.
And you can hit escape.
Main menu.
To go back to the menu.
Log in.
Home and end will take you to the top and bottom.
Log in. Exit. View rules. Learn sounds.
Let's go through the sounds menu real quick.
Press enter on a sound to hear it. You start to check with your infrared scanner.
I'll just go down here. I'll talk about what these mean once I'm actually playing.
The infrared scanner didn't found any player.
Or actually, I guess I can talk about these now because that will help later. So the infrared scanner, you access that by pressing V. If you hear this sound, that means that it didn't find players.
The infrared scanner found a player. This sound will play at the player's position.
If you hear one of these sounds after you hear that, it means it found a player, and it tells you roughly where the player is in relation to you. Now, this game does not have a tracking system, so you have to rely on the sounds of players and the...
The infrared scanner found a player. This sound, the infrared scanner found a player that is a member of your team. This sound will play at the player's position.
Yeah, so you have to rely on the sounds of the players as well as the infrared thing. This sound plays when you have a team member, which I can't really demonstrate teams, at least right now. If there's enough interest, I can make another part of this. But basically, you can create teams, and if you team up with players, you can still hit them, so you have to be careful. But if you team up with them, you can make a team locker, and that lets you put things inside it that you can keep safe, because if your character dies, you lose everything, basically.
You hit an object that is more than 10 meters away from you. You hit the player that is more than 10 meters away from you. You hit the player with a headshot. A player joins the map. A player leaves the map. The Simon sound that corresponds with a down arrow key.
Okay, now these next four sounds... This is a Simon game that you have to play to break into another team locker. And I would show you that, but I don't know where any other team lockers are right now. So this is the sound for pressing the down arrow.
The Simon sound that corresponds with the left arrow key. The Simon sound that corresponds with the up arrow key. The Simon sound that corresponds with the right arrow key.
And that's it.
Main menu. Select an option with the arrow keys and press enter to select.
So let's take a look at the settings.
Create settings. This is the settings menu. Press tab and shift tab to navigate through the options. Press enter on the OK button when you're done. Dialog.
So I'll press tab.
Set up account button.
If you have an account, you can type your name and password in here.
Enable ask to exit. Checkbox unchecked.
I do not want it to ask me if I want to exit. If you do, you can turn this on.
Enable shift escape to exit. Checkbox unchecked.
This is the same thing except you hit shift and escape to exit.
Enable speaking characters in input boxes. Checkbox unchecked.
Basically, if you're typing into a text box, it'll read the characters to you.
Enable speaking capital letters in input boxes. Checkbox unchecked.
Same thing but for capitals.
Enable typing sounds in input boxes. Checkbox unchecked.
You can have it play typing sounds. I turn that off.
Enable logging if buffers. Checkbox unchecked.
Buffer logging I have off. I'll talk about buffers in just a second.
Set radar scanning time. Currently it is 500 milliseconds. Button.
Okay, the radar is a very useful tool. When you turn it on, it will scan things in the direction that you told it to, and it will play a continuous sound based on what it detects. This lets you specify how quickly or slowly you want the sound to play. I think having it set at about half a second is a good compromise because you get information quickly, but not too quickly and not too slowly. I tried setting it for 1 second and it was too slow. I think this can go all the way up to 2 seconds, but that would be extremely slow.
Okay, button.
So I'll hit
settings, save,
click on
main
this
menu, log in,
and let's go ahead and log in. So I'm going to choose log in here.
Connecting. Please wait. Logging in. Welcome Slan into the lobby. Press enter to open the lobby menu.
So when you first log in, you are put into the lobby where nothing is really happening. You can just do things and examine the server and things like that. Let's see, I'm trying to figure out how to explain this. So by default, you will probably get a lot of messages being played. I've muted a good chunk of those because I find they get very distracting during gameplay. Let's talk about buffers, though, real quick. So if you're familiar with a lot of these other online games, like scrolling battles your world, which is supposed to be getting a rewrite in the non-visual gaming toolkit. Anyway, that's another topic for another time. This game, by the way, is coded in Python, just for those of you that were curious. So the left and right brackets,
chats muted, zero items, all zero items,
will move between buffers.
Chats muted, PM zero items, team chats zero items, online and offline muted, one item, miscellaneous zero items, important zero items.
Those are the buffers. Comma and period. Comma will move an item up, and period will move one item down. If you add shift to those, so shift comma moves to the top of a buffer, and shift period goes to the bottom. Typically, the most current messages are at the bottom. F5 will mute or unmute a buffer. So if I go back here,
miss online, team online and offline, online and offline unmuted.
We'll turn that on.
Team PM chats muted, chats unmuted.
And turn that on. And let's see.
All chats, zero item, all zero items.
Okay, there's nothing in here.
Team chat online and offline, one items.
So if I hit shift comma,
Slannon has connected.
There's only one thing here. Let's see. We'll talk about a few more keystrokes here. F1.
281.
We'll ping the server. F2.
Player menu. There are 9 players online. 5 of them are in the lobby.
It brings up the player menu if you go down here.
Gamer Gain. Mirage. Face Cleaver. Oscar. Nick. Dark. Herkel. Cronin. Slannon.
That's me, of course. That's the usual nickname I have on these games and things online generally. It is Slannon. If you press enter,
Cronin.
On a player.
Select an option for Cronin.
Like this player. If I go down.
View the profile of this player. Send a private message. Mute this player. Copy the player name to your clipboard. View the profile of this player.
We can look at profiles here. Let's do that.
View the profile of Cronin. Name, Cronin. Level, 15.
That's a pretty high-level player.
Cronin is part of the SCM team and has no rights. Chat channel, English. Total playing time, 3 days, 12 hours, 42 minutes and 35 seconds. This player is already surviving 22 minutes and 12 seconds and has made 0 kills in this time. Cronin has a silver learn how to swim, a silver learn how to climb, a bronze eyes training and a silver extended pistol clip skill in use.
Yeah, I'll talk about skills in a bit here.
Select an option for player.
What's that? Pressing F3.
This is the settings menu. Press tab and shift tab to navigate through
except
the settings. OK button.
I'm just gonna
settings saved.
Yeah, so that's the same thing that we saw in the main menu. F4 brings up the menu for the server, and there's a bunch of stuff in here.
Server menu. Select an item. Announcements.
You can read different things that may have been posted.
Select an announcement. Subject, welcome to version 1.1. Created on August 10th, 2024, 2346. ID, 38,781,811.
So if I click on this.
Read the announcement.
Just go down arrow here.
Welcome everyone to version 1.1 of City of Division. This update attempted to make the level system less frustrating by adding masteries to the game. If you need help with the masteries, we recommend that you read the masteries article in the documentation under the skills folder. If you have any questions or comments, then send a staff message. Happy killing.
Right, so this, of course, is dynamic because I am connected to the server, so this stuff can be dynamically changed without having to push an update to the program that's running on your computer.
Select an announcement. Server menu. Select an announcements. View active events.
Okay, these are events. So events in this game will be held once every 24 hours, I believe. So this one should be up here in a few hours.
Select an event. Examine objects. View the examine objects event. Name, examine objects. Remaining time for this event, 6 hours, 31 minutes and 51 seconds. Required score to get 100 event points, 100.
Yeah, so we got about 6.5 hours left, and it is
10:28 p.m.
Right.
Sunday, August 18th, 2024.
So I think these reset about 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, at least for Central Time, which I am in Houston, Texas. So yeah, I'm in Central Time.
Your progress in this event, 28%.
So I've been trying to get to this, and I might be able to complete it while I'm demoing this game to you. So different events will have you do different things. You might have to kill players, kill a certain amount of players, you know, just different things like that. This one is seeing how many things you can loot, and I'll talk about loot in a bit here, but basically the idea behind loot is there are different containers that you'll find primarily inside buildings that you can loot and get things from, like more weapons, ammunition, things to heal you, and things of that nature.
View the leaderboard of this event.
You can view the leaderboard, so if I go in here.
View here the leaderboard. 1, Constantine with 906 score points.
Not sure how you get that high of points, but okay.
View the examine objects event. Select an event.
So that is dynamic. That will change day to day.
Server menu. And view active events. View levels.
This is the level system. At higher levels, you generally get access to more weapons and different things that you can add. So if I press enter
here. View all levels with the associated weapons here. Level 1 unlocks the knife, the machete, the Barrett M107A1, the Ruger Mark IV Tactical, the Beretta 92A1, the Colt M1911, the ARX 160, the FMP90, the FMF 2000, the MP7, the Winchester M1895, and the M26 modular accessory shotgun. Level 2 unlocks nothing. Ice Demon has connected.
And that's what it plays when players connect. And you can see why I would want to mute those generally.
Level 3 unlocks nothing. Level 4 unlocks nothing. Level 5 unlocks the Learn How to Swim skill and the Steady Aim skill. Level 6 unlocks the Extended Pistol Clip skill. Level 7 unlocks the Learn How to Climb skill. Level 8 unlocks the Grenade Knowledge skill. Level 9 unlocks nothing. Level 10 unlocks the Ruger Red Hawk and the Eyes Training skill. Level 11 unlocks the Recoil Mastery skill. Level 12 unlocks nothing. Level 13 unlocks the Landing Knowledge skill.
And you get the idea. I think this goes all the way up to level 50.
Level 50 unlocks the SVD Dragunov.
Yeah, so that's pretty high.
Server menu and view levels changes.
This lets you see the changes.
View the changes.
That have been made to both the game and the server. You can also, in the program files folder, under City of Division, you can view the change log for that, but that's just for the client. And I think this is a lot easier because it shows both directly from the program.
New N1.12. Server changes. Experimental lag improvements with bullets. Tried to fix a bug where objects didn't remove itself correctly after falling. Your survive timer will pause now if you are in the lobby. Client changes. New N1.12. Added more sounds to the Learn Game Sounds menu. You now hear how many sounds you have to play in assignment if it starts. Fixed sounds not playing correctly when looking through a scope.
And you get the idea, right? So, once again, this list is dynamic and will change from time to time.
Server menu.
So consider the things I show you not as a general guide, or not to be precisely what you should do, but this just gives you an idea of what to expect.
Announcements. View levels. Changes. Set chat channel.
You can set your chat channel for the chat system.
Contact staff. Your current staff messages. View documentation.
Okay, a lot of that stuff is self-explanatory. You can contact an admin if you have problems or whatnot. This lets you view the documentation. Now, again, the cool thing is the documentation is on the server, so this is dynamic.
Select an article. Miscellaneous. Events. Items. Navigation. Objects. Skills. Teams and lockers. The map. Weapons.
We'll take a quick look at
miscellaneous.
This one here.
Select an article. Combattips.txt, keyguide.txt, headshots.txt, leveling.txt, the infrared scanner.txt. Read the article here.
I'll just go down arrow.
The infrared scanner is used to detect players around you. You activate it by pressing V, and then it will scan around you in a 40-tile radius, after which it plays beeps on the positions of nearby players. To know how many players the scanner has detected, you can press Shift plus V since version 1.06. This will also announce the name of these players. You can only use the scanner every 5 seconds, after which you have to wait for it to cool down. There is a skill available that can disable someone's infrared scanner for a certain period of time.
And that's what you have.
Select an article.
So you can read all those. There's a key reference, which I do recommend because there's a whole bunch of keys. I don't know what they all are. I'll try to give you the most common ones, but again, you should check the manual for specifics.
Server menu. Announce view change. Contact your current view document account settings.
And the last thing in here.
Account menu. Select an option. Set email address. Currently it is christopher.j.wright4@gmail.com. Nick has disconnected.
That's my email. I don't care if it reads it because I think most people know my email address at this point. It doesn't matter.
Set which death messages you see. Delete account.
So those are the options you have. Now this is another thing that I turned off.
Set which death message. Select which death messages you will see. Only yourself. Only your team members. Everyone.
If I set this back to the default.
Set to everyone.
Of everyone, and then we just wait around. You should hear when players die. And so you can do things like that. Pressing enter when you are in the lobby.
Lobby menu. Select an item.
Brings up the menu.
Enter the map.
This would put me back on the map, back to the last place I was. The nice thing about this game is that it constantly will save your progress. So if you need to quit, you can, as long as there are no players near you. So it won't let you quit if there are players near you, because obviously you could cheat and just log out.
View events.
Again, this is the same thing.
Visit the event shop.
The event shop.
Teams.
Okay.
Visit the event shop.
This I will talk about when I get some
Herkel
more.
Herkel has been killed by Herkel's grenade at Edren Street West.
Event points, and that's why I turn off the death messages, because it otherwise it would get extremely chatty.
View events. Visit the event shop.
So the event shop, if you participate in these events that are held daily and you complete them, you get 100 points. The points can be
Soldiers
used...
Soldiers Oscar says, H. Speech mode on demand.
Let me turn that off. The points can be used to unlock or to buy chests that you can open. The chests contain... skill points that will upgrade your various skills, and I will talk about those in just a second. But that's how those work, basically.
Speech mode off. Speech mode talk. Teams.
This is where you can manage teams.
Team menu. Select an option. Your team.
You can view your team. I'm not part of one right now.
You aren't in a team. Create a team. Send a request for a team. View all teams. View all teams that have a locker.
You can view them. You can send an invite. You can make one. These last two let you see the teams that are on the server, as well as teams that have a team locker. Obviously, you won't know where a team locker is until you find one, or you're part of a team, in which case you can check from this menu. But I won't be able to show you a team locker because I'm not part of one, but basically you can put things in them. If you get the chests from events or by destroying lockers or breaking into them using the Simon game, you get team tokens, which you can use to upgrade your locker. And once again, you can check the documentation, which explains this probably a lot better than I can.
Lobby menu. Interview the team story and quests.
This is a storyline. I don't know how to do these.
Select a quest. Completed. Chapter 1 intro. Completed. Chapter 1 part 1. Completed. Chapter 1 part 2. Chapter 1 part 3. Locked. Chapter 2 part 1.
Yeah, I don't know how to complete chapter 1. But,
Oscar has been killed.
There's like a storyline. Let's play.
Completed. Chapter.
A little bit of it. So this is like some backstory in the city.
View here the quest information of the chapter 1 and chapter 1 intro. View the intro cutscene, and then go to part 1 of chapter 1 to see what you can do. View the cutscene that is related to this quest.
Now, this is actually quite cool. So if
Audio
I click
player,
on this.
Press F1 for help.
And I'm going to hit the spacebar to pause. If I hit F1.
Press space to pause or unpause the audio. Press the left and right arrow keys to move through the audio file. Press the up and down arrow keys to adjust the volume of the audio. Press T to see the current position. Press V to see the volume. Press shift plus up and down arrow keys to change the volume of the audio description, and press tab to enable or disable audio description.
Yeah, so this is cool. This is like an audio movie with a descriptive track that you can actually turn on and off. And I'll show you briefly. I'm not going to play the whole thing. Let me actually turn this down a little bit because this is really loud. Let's hit down arrow.
A landscape comes into view.
Volume, minus
west,
12.
A long
volume,
strip of forested area. 12. To the east, a wide main road.
Turn down the voice.
The image zooms in on a city square in the middle of a small town. There are several people walking around, chattering with each other, or just hanging out. They all seem to be happy and careless. In the small park, directly south of the town square, a few older people stroll along the gravel paths.
Pause.
Yeah, so it uses text-to-speech. I don't know if I like that, but okay, whatever.
Plane.
So let's play a little more of this.
The next morning, two kids are walking along the sidewalk, both with school bags on their bag. The street is calm, with barely any traffic passing by. The kids pass a church, and are nearing a house with a garden surrounded by low hedges. In the garden, a man called Jim stands, shouting at the kids. He has a can of beer in his hand, and is clearly drunk. Scared, the two young kids start running off, towards a large school building in the distance. The view switches to the kitchen of Family Smith, where Smith and his wife are finishing up breakfast. While the woman is busy with the dishes, Mr. Smith picks up his coffee cup and takes a sip. They both stop and listen. A furious expression crosses Smith's face and he slams his coffee cup on the table, stands up, and runs out the door onto the sidewalk. He comes up to the garden of James, where James stands drunkenly with a can of beer in his hand. Smith stops, turns, and punches James straight in the face. James attempts to hit Smith, but his blow misses. Then Smith grabs him by the collar, hits him again, and then pushes him into the garden's hedge.
He paused.
Now, let's do this. I'm gonna hit tab.
Audio description off.
Now that you kind of know what's happening, let's back this up.
Pause.
So, you get the idea. Basically, this guy gets killed, and you have to find out why. And I don't know how to complete it, because I went to his house and then found some stuff, and then I'm stuck.
Audio player closed.
Let me get out of here, though.
Main menu. Log in.
Oh, I just logged out.
Connecting. Please wait. Logging in. Welcome Slanim to the lobby. Team chat on PM chats. One items.
I'm going to mute the chat.
Chat's muted.
Because it'll get too verbose.
Lobby menu. Open chests. Manage skills. Story and quests.
So we did that.
Manage skills.
Manage skills. Let's talk about this briefly.
Select an option for your skills. Manage skill set. Select which skill you want to activate. Study aim, inactive. This mastery requires 5 education points and it belongs to the shotgun weapon category. Learn how to swim, inactive. This skill requires 1 education points. Learn how to climb, active. This skill requires 2 education points.
So you can activate or deactivate different things here, and they do different things. Like this lets you climb quicker.
Extended pistol clip, active. This mastery requires 4 education points and it belongs to the pistol weapon category.
This gives you more ammunition in your pistols.
Reset all your education points. You will use 6 out of the 7 education points when confirming the selected skills. Done.
And obviously because I'm level 7, I only have up to 7. Of course, you get more the higher level you are. And of course, to level, you have to kill players.
Select manage skill. View unlocked skills.
You can go here.
Select a skill to get more information about it. Learn how to swim. Learn how to climb. Study aim. Extended pistol clip.
Let's just take a look at this one.
View here the information of the extended pistol clip skill. Name, extended pistol clip. Description, get yourself larger clips for most of the pistols. By upgrading this skill, the capacity will be increased. This skill's effects will always be active if you have this skill in use. Level, bronze. Collected skill points to upgrade this skill to the silver level, 25/50.
Okay. I will be showing you how to get chests. I just want to get some more event points.
Select a skill to get more information. Learn how to.
I'll do that once I complete the event. So I need to go around and loot some more stuff until I have 100 more points, because then I can get. I think it's the.
Select an.
See what we got here.
Manage skills. View. Enter the map. Open. Manage skill. Open chests. Story. Teams. Visit the event shop. Select an item to buy in the event shop. You have 180 event points.
Actually.
Bronze chest for 75 event points. Silver chest for 100 event points. Golden chest for 150 event points. Platinum chest for 250 event points.
Yeah, the platinum is the largest and you get the most things out of it.
Bobby.
So, let me go ahead and enter the map.
Bobby, enter the map. A large lawn south of the forest. A small office.
And that's a bug. If I walk here, the sound stops. That's a bug. It plays some outdoor things, even if you're not outdoor. So at this point, I am in the map. If I press V, there are no players near me, which is good because I can explain things. Let's go over some quick keystrokes here. Pressing F.
Facing north at 0 degrees. You are facing straight forward.
Tells you where you're facing, or what direction you're facing, and your vertical positioning. You can face straight ahead, I guess halfway down, all the way down. So basically you're pointing towards the ground, so if you shoot or throw things, they'll hit the ground at your feet, or you can go up. Pressing X.
Facing half down. Facing straight down. Chaos has connected.
Does that. Pressing S.
Facing half down. Facing straight forward. Facing half up. Facing straight up.
And of course, if you're facing straight up and you say use a grenade, it will fly up into the air, which is not what you want.
Facing straight forward.
So you can do that. Pressing H.
64% health remaining. 640 of 1,000.
Checks your health, which I got hurt, and I wanted to show you that because I want to show you how to heal. So if you press Alt with the number keys.
First aid kit, 1.
You will cycle through different categories. Number 1 is medical things.
Bandage, 3.
And pressing Alt with a number multiple times will cycle through all the items in that category. So if I keep doing it.
Painkiller injection, 4. First aid kit, 1.
Pressing enter will use an item. Let's use this kit, which is the most powerful item, but it takes the longest to use. So if I try to move around, I can't move. You can hear the character is healing. And I think I'm done. So now if I check my health with H.
100% health remaining. 1,000 of 1,000.
Alt 2.
12 gauge ammo. 80. 5.7 x 28 millimeters ammo. 250. 5.56 millimeters ammo. 200.
Goes through your different categories of.
Darkest light has connected.
Ammunition.
4.6 x 30 millimeters ammo, 200. 9 millimeters ammo, 150.
You can only carry a certain amount of ammo at a time. If you try to get more, it just won't work. Alt 3.
C4, 2. Grenade, 4.
Are your explosives right now? There's just two of them.
C4, 2.
Grenades and C4. The C4 can be attached to things, but and you can set a timer up to 2 minutes, but you have to be careful because if you're too close to it, you will die. Alt 4.
Submachine gun silencer, 5. Submachine gun silencer, 5.
Goes through various accessory things you have. You can also hold down Alt and hit the right and left keys.
5.56 grenade, 4. 4.6 x 30 millimeters ammo, 200. Painkiller injection, 9. 12 gauge ammo, 80.
Which is kind of cool. I guess it's like you have a belt on with all this stuff that you're dragging around. Let's see. What else can we show you real quick? Pressing tab.
Weapon menu, melee.
brings up the weapon menu. Up and down takes you through different categories.
Pistols. Shotguns. Herkul has been killed by Chaos's Colt M1911 at Family Smith's house. Submachine guns. Assault rifles. Sniper rifles.
Pressing right and left.
Barrett M107A1. Sniper rifles. Barrett M...
Pressing right.
Assault rifle. Sniper rifle. Barrett M...
Will move you between weapons in a category. This just has one. This is a sniper rifle.
Barrett M107A1. Sniper. Assault rifles. FMF 2000. ARX 160.
There's two weapons here.
F. Assault rifles. Submachine guns. FNP 90. MP7. F. Submachine shotguns. Winchester M1895. M26 modular accessory shotgun.
Pressing I while you have focus on a weapon will tell you things about it.
The M26 modular accessory shotgun has a range of 17 and has a damage of 800. So it uses 12 gauge ammo.
Yep.
Owl has connected.
If I press enter, there we go. Now I'm using it.
Winchester, shotguns, pistols.
You can go here.
Melee, knife.
Melee, you have a knife.
Machete.
And a machete.
Not melee, pistols. Colt M1911.
This is the default pistol that you start out with, and this is actually the only weapon that you start out with if you die, aside from the knife.
Beretta 92A1. Ruger Mark IV Tactical. Beretta 92A1.
I prefer this pistol. Press escape. Pressing A.
18 of 18 bullets of 9mm ammo loaded in your Beretta 92A1.
Tells you how much ammunition you have. If you press Shift R, you can unload things.
0 of 18 bullets.
And the control key will try to shoot. As you can tell, I don't have anything. Let's press R. Reloaded my pistol there. Pressing Grave Accent.
There is nothing in your holster.
So if you press Alt Grave Accent.
Beretta 92A1 put in your holster.
That puts it into your holster. Pressing Shift, Grave Accent.
You have a Beretta 92A1 in your holster.
Tells you what
it
you have.
It has 18 of 18 bullets loaded.
And pressing Grave Accent by itself.
Beretta 92A1 has been taken out of your holster.
Will quickly draw the weapon that's holstered. Obviously, if you try to put extremely large weapons in your holsters, that won't work. Let me make sure I don't have any people here. Yeah, so I'm just pressing V. Okay, we're clear. So let's see, what else? W.
A desk is 1 meter away.
Tells you what is directly in front of your character. Up, down, left, and right arrow keys will move in the specified
direction. Gamer Kane has been killed by a 37-meter fall at the area around the school building.
And someone fell a pretty long way and died. That's pretty fun. I'll have to explain that and give you a demo. Pressing C.
132, 195, 0.
Gives you your X, Y, and Z coordinates on the map. B.
Current location, a small office.
I'm inside of a, this is like a house area, so I'm inside of this room right by a desk, which is right in front of me. So if I move forward, that's the desk right there. If I press Z, Z will loot things that you're facing that can be looted.
You have already the maximum of 9mm ammo. You have already the maximum of 12 gauge ammo. Well done. You received 5 event points for progressing in the Examine Objects event. You found 15 9mm ammo and 10 12 gauge ammo.
Now, I think I already have a majority of the stuff, but I like to loot. And besides, I get points for completing this event. So if I walk here, I can walk backwards here. There's a wall behind me. Pressing Q will turn you 45.
Dark slide has disconnected.
Yeah, so Q will turn you 45 degrees left, and E will turn you the same to the right. I wish you could customize that, because I'd like to snap to the next 90. I don't need to be facing
northwest.
Right, that or
west, southwest, south, southeast, east, southeast, south.
Holding Shift and S
north
will snap you 180 degrees. So if you need to quickly turn around to face something or attack a player, you can do that. Pressing Shift with an arrow key will activate the radar in the specified direction that you tell it to. So if I want to scan what's in front of me.
Radar forward.
Alright, now you're hearing the sound of the desk because that's what's directly in front of my character. If I move left or right, though,
Crazy Hunter.
That's a wall. That tells me that I'm not in range of the desk anymore. So if you practice with this, you can get very efficient at quickly locating things.
Crazy Hunter has disconnected.
If I walk back right... And that's a shelf to my right.
Radar disabled.
If you hit shift with the key again, it turns off the radar.
Northeast, east.
Let's turn here.
Radar forward. Radar disabled.
Right, that's a shelf.
A metal filing cabinet is 1 meter away.
Or it's a file cabinet, so if I press Z.
You have already the maximum of 12-gauge ammo. You have already the maximum of 4.6x 30mm ammo. You found 10 12-gauge ammo. 1 MP7 with 44.6x 30mm ammo and 64.6x 30mm ammo.
Now, I know the layout of this room, so I know that if I turn around...
West.
There's another cabinet.
A metal filing cabinet is 12 meter away.
In front of me.
You have already the maximum of 5.56mm southwest south.
South here.
Radar.
I'm going to use the radar, so I'm going to scan in front of me and walk left.
Near doorway. Doorway. Near doorway. The living room.
Okay, this is a room here. There's a cabinet.
Radar disabled. A large glass cabinet is 1 meter away.
Yep, there's a cabinet here.
You have already the maximum of 5.7x 28mm ammo. You have already the maximum north.
And that's how you loot things. Items in this game will respawn every 5 minutes or so. So if you just want to wait, you can wait and things will respawn. Speaking of environmental things, there's a window in here. I think it's on the west wall.
Window.
Yep, so the window is west of me.
Northwest.
So I'm going to turn west here. And let's back up a little bit. And show you some stuff here. If I shoot this window, the window's broken. Now I can walk through it.
Window. Covered terrace.
I can exit the fun way.
Covered a path that runs around a large house.
Let's go back inside.
East. Covered. Window. The living.
So that's how you can
west
break windows here.
North.
There are stairs, so if I can show you, let's see if I can find out where to go here. Yeah, so, I think the way it works is there is logic in the map so that if players are standing on the tile that's broken, it won't respawn. So just be aware of that. So if you want things to come back, you have to stay off of the broken tile. I do wish... Let me mute.
Chats, PM, team, online and offline muted.
I do wish that this game had more environmental damage, because right now, like I said, the only things that you can destroy are windows and tables, I believe. Windows, tables, and nightstands. Let's reload before I forget. I'm trying to figure out where the door is. Get out of here. Okay, that's a couch.
A couch is 1 meter away. You aren't standing in front of an object that is searchable.
Which I don't think I can destroy that either. Wait, let me see. Actually, let's try a stronger weapon here. So I'll holster.
Recommended weapon menu, pistol, melee, knife, machete.
Let's use the machete.
A couch is 7 meters.
Let's get in range here. This does lag a little bit. The server... lag a little bit. I don't know why.
317. 240.
Yeah, I think because the server is in a different country.
Doorway. Near door. Door. Near door. Corridor in the villa.
So here I am in the hallway here. Just go west here.
Near doorway. Doorway. Near stairwell.
Okay, here's some stairs.
White. Stairwell.
So these stairs are technically west of me, but I'm going to stay...
facing north at 0 degrees.
Heading north. If
you
I go west here...
What? Southeast bend in the staircase.
Right. So you don't actually have to press a special key to climb. You just travel in the way that you generally would. Now if I press C...
123, 158, 10.
stairs.
Northeast bend in the staircase.
And another landing.
The top of the staircase.
And here I am at the top of the stairs.
Long north-south landing of the second floor.
Now I can say that you want to find doors. Let's scan to the right with the radar.
Radar. Near. Long near doorway. The doorway. Near doorway. Long hallway with bedrooms on both sides. Radar forward.
This is another hallway to the east here. Walk north.
A branch of the long intersecting hallway to the north.
So hallway. Long. I thought there was a room. Oh, it might be on the south, on the southern side.
Radar backward. Long, narrow north-south hallway with a door to a balcony on the east side. Radar right.
Okay, let's do this. Now you can hear players.
Radar disabled.
The radar sound has changed because there's a gap here.
Near doorway. The doorway to the balcony. Near doorway. A balcony overlooking the large garden.
Here I am, kind of outside-ish.
196, 155, 30.
Nothing here. It doesn't look like there's anything here. So yeah, the
door near narrow.
Let's go back in the hallway. I thought there was a room around here somewhere.
Radar back. Radar. Radar left.
There was a door.
Long. Radar. Near doorway. Near bathroom.
The bathroom area. Let's go back out here.
Radar. Just radar backward.
Near back door. Here. Near
long. Intersecting hall. Long. Near doorway. Doorway. Near master bedroom. Radar disabled.
Okay, here we are in the bedroom. Let's show you some stuff here.
Radar right. Radar
There's
disabled.
A cabinet of some kind, I think, or a desk off here in the northeast corner. Loot it.
You have already the maximum of 4.6.
Right, I already know that. There's a couple of beds in here. Some nightstands.
Near doorway. Near bathroom.
Oh, here's the master bathroom on the east side.
Radar backward, radar.
It's good. Go south here.
South.
Spin around, face it.
You have already the maximum of seat north.
Go north.
Near door, near master bedroom.
Now we got, let's see here, where.
Radar left, radar back. Radar disabled.
Okay, so here's the bed. There's a bed to my east, and behind me is a...
South. A nightstand is 1 meter.
Nightstand?
The queen has been killed by chaos is buried in 107A1 at the city. You have already the maximum of 5.56 millimeters ammo.
Now you can destroy these if you want. Let me back up a little bit. Sorry, it's my phone going off. Oh, it's 11 o'clock. All right, we'll try to cut this pretty short because I know it has gone on for a while. Let's use
weapon menu.
What am I using right now?
This weapon doesn't use ammo.
And now it's gone.
A brick wall is 8.
See? So now we'd have to wait for it to come back. Okay, and there's people fighting.
Southeast. North.
So if I jump here, and by the way, you can jump by hitting the space bar. Press the right arrow while I'm in the air. I'm on the bed. There we go. There's a bed directly opposite it. Oh, actually, you can loot these beds, too.
Northwest. A bed is 1 meter away.
Let's go ahead and do that.
You have already the maximum of 5. East.
Turn around, loot the other one.
You have already the max.
Jump. Oop, jump. Hold the up arrow. And see.
North. A large glass cabinet is 15 meters. Scanner scanning only players.
Oop. Shift W, since I pressed the wrong key, you can change what the scanner.
Radar forward. Radar disabled.
Scans.
Scanner gap mode. Radar forward. Radar. Scanner speaking no windows. Radar. Scanner scanning everything.
I'm not totally sure what that does. I think you can filter what the scanner tells you.
South. A nightstand is 2 meters away.
Okay, here's the other nightstand.
You found nothing.
Okay. There's nothing there. All right.
What?
Loot the bed here by turning towards it.
You found nothing. North.
So that gives you an idea of what to expect from that. Let me go back here, back north. And west, you got this little alcove. So if you learn these maps... Wait, why am I stuck?
Doorway, long hallway with bedrooms on both sides.
Alright, so here we are.
Near the doorway of a long hallway. Near door, long north...
I'm trying to find the stairs here. So I am a bit navigationally challenged.
Long at the top of the staircase. Wide wooden staircase leading to the second...
Here we go, let's go west here. And then, north. East. You could turn to face the different directions if you
near
want.
Doorway. Near... Door near inside the villa.
Now if I press L...
Which location do you want to track? There are currently 57 locations on the map.
You can go through this menu.
South door of the villa at 141, 129, 0.
You can track things. If you hit Control F, you can look for specific things.
The front door of the villa at 190, 155, 0.
Let's say I want to leave this building.
Tracking the front door of the villa.
So I'll press N.
Right 43, in front 1 and up 0.
You can hear there's a little chiming sound. You'll get...
Current location, a T-intersection in the hallway, court.
Alright, so we're just gonna leave here.
Near doorway, near the porch of the villa.
And...
Left 2, in front 2. Near... Left 1, in front 0, doorway, location found.
Yeah, so the radar, or the tracker won't go off until you hit exactly the tile that it's trying to get you to go to. If you want to turn it off prematurely, you can hold down shift and hit N.
Near doorway, the porch of the villa.
Here we are on the porch of this villa.
The large garden of the villa. The porch.
See, how do I get out of here?
The large driveway of a villa.
Let's go north here. Oh, and someone just ambushed me.
Would you like to respawn? Yes.
What the hell was that? Alright, well, let's respawn.
You have been Hoko has disconnected. Maria has connected. Crazy Hunter has team check. PH check. All. Slannon has been killed by Chaos's Barrett in 107A1 at the large villa.
Well, that was an ambush, and that teaches me not to just walk around like that because I got ambushed. So again, you should probably make a habit of pressing V to scan for players. Now that I've lost all my stuff...
9mm ammo, 30. 9mm ammo, 30.
I just have...
There is nothing in your holster.
My...
9 of 9 bullets of 9...
Pistol. And it spawned me on some random place.
The current location, dead in streets with houses on both sides, which lit the house of Liam at 5, Charlotte's house, the door of a house that belongs to Junction, the concert, the house at Kevin's house, the hospital at Jane's house, tracking Jane's left 138, behind 40 and...
Let's go to Jane's house. If I run into some people... Along the way, I'll try to show you how combat works.
Current location, a small square with a lawn in the middle.
Yeah, okay, there's a bunch of text here. Like I said, this map is quite detailed.
Left 87, behind 29.
I'll show you a few more things before I wrap up. That kind of sucks. I got ambushed. That was a total ambush. I walked right into that.
Left 66, in front 6 and up.
It's just,
current location, Edrin Street.
I'm just walking on this street here.
Left 40.
Just walk here. There's a player. Okay, I killed that player.
Al has been killed by Slannon's Colt in 1911 at the city. 50% health remaining.
Just got hurt a little bit. So when players die, they leave behind corpses. You can hit Shift C.
Which corpse do you want to track? Corpse of Owl at 452. Stop corpse of... Stop tracking. Tracking corpse of Owl.
And I can press N.
Left 1. In front 10.
And loot it like a container. Oh, and someone's gonna sneak up on me.
You found... South.
Where?
You still...
Uh-oh. I don't like this. I think I'm walking around the building here. Also, it did tell me what I got, so if I go back to the all buffer.
All. You found 22 9mm ammo, one knife, and one Colt M1911.
Okay, that's kind of just the starting gear.
Which the house of Maria at the hospital at James House. Tracking.
So press L.
Right 47, in front 31.
So basically, to hit people, they have to be in front of you and in range of your weapon, which can be a bit tricky because if they're behind walls.
Right 6.
Or, of course, at an angle.
Right 0, in front 31.
It can get a little tricky. I have to.
Small long window.
You know what? Let's go in the fun way.
In the living room.
Except I just made my presence known.
Stop tracking Jane's house.
And
a desk is 12.
Let's not waste ammo like that. What's in this desk?
Well done. You received.
Let's see, what do we got here?
You found one first aid kit and one Beretta 92A1 with 17 9mm ammo.
You know what? Let's use the Beretta. Unload that.
Called Beretta 9.
So this is better. So here I'm in the living room here. I don't know where that player is.
You still. A building wall.
Must be.
You found nothing.
Just use the radar.
Radar disabled. South. North.
See, how do I get out of this room?
In the near doorway. In the kitchen of Jane's house.
There's the kitchen.
Radar 4. Radar right. Radar.
There's a cabinet over here. To get some loot.
You found one machete, 2012 gauge ammo, 25.56 millimeters ammo, and one painkiller injection. First aid kit, painkiller injection, one.
Let's use one of these to heal just a little bit. Those will only heal you to, I believe, 90%.
Door in the lip.
Oh, shit.
65.
Where'd you go?
You still need to. You still use. 14 of 18. 9mm ammo. 23.
Oh, you want a knife fight, huh? You can see I'm a terrible shot.
In.
You go.
You still need to wait 2 seconds.
And yeah, you have to wait.
Radar.
Wait, where?
You still need to wait once.
You have to wait. Oh, you're.
Window.
I think he's hiding behind something. This is a table. You know what I should do?
You have no items in your belt that belong to the explosives.
No, I don't have any grenades.
You found one machete, one bandage.
It's a bandage.
65%.
You know, let me use that.
First aid bandage, one.
To use that, you can't move while it's being used. But it's not as long as a first aid kit.
75% health remaining. 80% health remaining.
And it takes some time to take effect. I think we'll just leave that player. That player might actually be outside.
Door in the kitchen.
Okay, here's the kitchen.
In. You found one machete.
Counter. Stuff. There's a counter.
In.
If you have a table, you can stand on the side that you want to push it, and hit Shift and Enter. So, like, I'm standing
facing north at.
I'm standing to its west, so if I press Shift Enter.
You aren't standing in front of an object.
Oh, wait.
Northeast.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so you have to stand in front of it. It's not going to move because I think it's against the wall.
West, east.
So if I jump onto it. Yeah, it's against the wall. but like there's space to the right of it.
Facing east at 90 degrees.
So if I go here to the side here and face
south.
South, and I push it. Nope, it's not working. Oh, shit. There you are. This might get very interesting. Where that player went. There's stuff blocking my
door in the west. Near doorway. Near door. Near in the list.
Oh, there's multiple people here.
In.
You know what? Maybe it's time to.
You found one machete in southwest.
I think they're.
Gamer Kane has been killed by Conqueror's cult.
There's more stuff.
One.
I can't find them.
In the.
See, I think they're outside. See, the problem with this game is you can hear people inside buildings and outside of them, which is not always realistic. I mean, I guess it is if it's
doorway
loud
near door
enough.
In the kitchen of Jane.
How do I get? You said I can show you the rest of this house because I want to show you.
In the.
I can figure out how to get out of here.
Facing west at 2. No.
Can't figure out. Table. I can destroy it. Here, I'll show you.
Both pistols. 18. Weapon shotguns. Winchester M.
Let's load my shotgun here. Bye-bye table. Where's the stairs? I think the stairs on the. Whoa!
Whip this coal town now.
Thanks for sneaking up on me! Where'd you go?
In bottom of the staircase.
Here we go. Let's go north up the stairs. A window up here. Actually, let me show you. And
Lennon has been killed by a 20-meter fall at a small strip of grass between buildings. Would you like? Yes.
I broke the window to escape and fell out and died. Now, of course, you get asked if you want to respawn.
You have the.
I do. So that should give you a basic idea as to how this works. What I'm gonna do. Oh, there is one more key command you can hit. You can press I.
View your profile. Name, Slannon. Level, 7. Progression to the next level, 23%. Your total playing time, 1 day, 9 hours, 36 minutes and 58 seconds. You are already surviving no time at all and have made 0 kills in this time.
Yeah.
Gamer Kane has been killed, 11:17 p.m.
I'm going to pause the recording. Let me see if I can get some more event points and I'll conclude this demo by showing you how the event store works.
Audacity.
So actually, let me show you something here real quick. I'm inside this building, and someone pushed this cabinet.
A small glass cabinet is 1 meter away.
To block the stairwell. So to get past it, I have to jump.
Top of the staircase.
And jump past it. If I
east.
Walk in front of it, press Shift Enter. I can't move it, but if I go to the other side, so now I'm on the stairs.
West.
Turn around.
Top of.
I'll push it so it's not blocking the stairs anymore. We'll push it back to the wall. There we go.
East.
Now the stairs.
West. You found nothing. East.
Are free. See, now I can walk down the stairs. So that gives you an idea of just the things that you can do. You can block stairwells, doors, things like that.
Window.
North. just died again.
Would you? Yes.
All right. Let's see how many points I have here.
And now view active. Select examine. View required remaining time for your progress in this event 50%. Select examine
objects.
Set and now view active view levels changes. Set chat contacts. Your current staff messages. View document account settings.
Wait, where's the
announcement? View active view levels changes. Set chat your view document accounts.
Oh, I have to go back to the map.
Enter the map. Open manage story of teams. Visit the view events. Visit the event shop.
Oh no, so it's in the lobby. Yeah, okay.
Select an item. Bronze chest for 70. Platinum. Golden chest. Platinum. You don't have enough event points to buy this item. Lobby menu. Enter the map. View events.
Points.
Visit the event shop. Select an item to buy in the event shop. You have 205 event points.
205.
Platinum chest for 250 event points.
Okay,
you can
I need
currently
45.
Buy
45. Yeah, let me get that.
Audacity.
Actually, here's another quick tip since I'm just trying to loot. So I'm currently...
City, current location, in the storage room of the weapon shop.
I'm in this room here.
Facing north at 0 degrees.
Facing north. There are
you
some
are facing straight forward.
There are some shelves in front of me. And the nice thing is with the radar, I can tell exactly where they are. So if I scan here...
Radar forward. Radar.
Right. That one's right here.
You found one Beretta 92A1 with
stuff. Now, if I turn on the radar, walk right, that tells me that the next one is right in front of me. So I can hit Z.
Well done. You received 5 event points for progressing in the examine object.
Let's go to the right again.
Radar. You found
34.6x30. And there's one more on this wall.
Radar disabled.
Yep. Do a search.
You found 37.6.
Oh, there's two more. Okay.
You have already the maximum of grenade. Radar disabled.
So that's a quick way to quickly look for things if you're in rooms that have
Dark
a bunch of containers
Audacity.
That you can loot. You can use the radar to quickly find them without having to wander.
Recording.
So let me keep doing this here till I get some points. I need 250. Okay, so I think I have enough points now. I've been... walking around, and a few things here. You can destroy more than just the windows and tables. There are display cases. There's a printer in the office building. So there's some more stuff that you can destroy. I'm not sure what the complete list is. I'll have to ask. Also, there's some reverb in some of the buildings, which is pretty cool.
City of Division.
But let me go ahead.
Recording.
Okay, I'm recording.
Bobby, visit the event shop.
Let's go to the event shop.
Select an item to buy in the event shop. You have 255 event points. Bronze, golden chest, platinum chest for 250 event points.
All right, here we go. Let's get the big one.
Purchase has been done.
Okay.
Golden chest, platinum chest.
Now.
Menu, enter the map. View events. Open chests. Choose the chest you want to open, a platinum chest. You currently have one on your account.
Let's open this.
Learn how to climb.
If I down arrow.
29 skill points. Learn. 20. Extended pistol clip. 41 skill points. Steady aim. 36 skill points. Learn how to swim. 44 skill points.
Okay. Now, press enter.
Lobby menu. So enter the map. View events. Visit the teams. Story. Manage skills. Select manage skills. View unlocked skill. Select learn how to swim. Upgrade available. Animagus has been. Learn how to climb. Steady aim. Upgrade available. Extended pistol clip. Upgrade available.
So you get points, and now you can upgrade them.
View here the information of the extent name. Description. This skill's effects. Level. Bronze. Collected skill points to upgrade this skill to the silver level, 71/50. Upgrade. Upgraded successfully.
Get that. So it should give me more ammo. I'll press
Dark
enter.
Dark has been killed. Bobby Min. Interview this team. Man. Open chat. Man. Select manage skill set. View unlock. Select learn how to swim. Upgrade available. View name. Upgrade. Upgraded successfully.
Okay. So now I should be able to go through water faster, and I should have more ammo. We'll check
Bobby
that
menu.
In a second.
Enter the teams. Open chat. Select manage skip view. Select learn how to swim. Learn how to climb. Steady aim. Upgrade available. Extended pistol clip. Steady view. Upgrade. Upgraded successfully.
There we go.
Lobby menu. Enter the map.
And if I was part of a team, I'd be able to get some team tokens. Now, I'm back in the map.
Current location, a bedroom.
I'm here in this map here.
Radar 4, radar right, radar
to
east.
Let's go over here.
You found nothing.
What was that?
You found nothing. Dark has been killed by Nick's M26. You whip shotguns, pistols. Colt, Ruger, Mark, Beretta 9. 0 of 19 bullets of 9.
See, now you see I can hold more ammunition now. It went up from 18 to 19. And, yeah, so that's basically it. Let me see if
you
there's
found
anything
nothing.
Else in here.
Server announcement. View active events. Select examine objects. View remaining time for this event, 4 hours, 51 minutes. Required score to... You have completed this event and collected all the event points. View the leaderboard.
Yes, I have all the points
select
now.
Server menu.
So...
Welcome, Slanin, to...
Yeah,
menu.
I'm going to close the game.
Audacity.
Make sure I'm still recording.
Recording. Diff.
So yeah, that is basically how this game works. It's pretty cool, and like I said, I haven't shown you... Oh man, the map is massive, and there's a bunch of things that you can explore. Like I said, I'm not the greatest at player killing. I tend to get killed way more than I kill players, but that's okay. As you can tell, it's not hard to get a bunch of items because you just walk around and loot things. I love being able to break things. That is pretty fun. And hopefully this game will expand and get better. Like I said, hopefully we'll get more things that can be broken. Like I said, I'd like to blow up portions of buildings, so like if you walk back in there for a while, there would be big gaps where the walls are just gone, and yeah, that would be pretty cool. I hope you guys have enjoyed this demo. Obviously, for the things that I didn't cover, you can check the documentation. And I hope you guys have fun with this game. Like I said, I've been quite addicted to it, if for no other reason than just the fact that I can walk around and do crazy things. So, yeah, you guys take care, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye.